KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school sports from last night, just one area event to let you know about. The Nottoway Valley boys track team competed at the 2018 Winterset Husky Invitational on Friday. Bryson Wallace had a nice day. Wallace won the 1600-meter run in a time of 4:43.90. That's one of the top times in the state this year. And the 3200-meter run, he won that race with a time of 9:52.67. The Wolverines came in seventh in the team standings out of 12 teams. Carlisle was the champion with 118 points. Nevada came in second with 116, followed by Norwalk, Earlham, ADM, Winterset, Nottoway Valley, Woodward Granger, Mount Air, Clark, Greene County, and Woodward Academy all competing there. You can see the full results from that meet by following the link on this same story on our sports page at KJN.com. In college basketball news, Applington native Darian DeVries took over the Drake men's basketball program on Friday in a ceremony in Des Moines.
It is my honor to present the new head coach of the Drake men's basketball program, Darian DeVries.
That's Drake Athletic Director Brian Hayden, who introducing DeVries. DeVries has been at Creighton for 17 years as an assistant coach and spent 20 years on the staff there. He played college ball at the University of Northern Iowa.
Can't tell you how excited I am to be home. This has been a long-time dream of mine to be not just a head coach, but to be somewhere where I feel at home, to around so many friends and family. And I want to thank, first of all, before I get into all that, I want to thank Brian. I want to thank President Martin for giving me this opportunity. There's nobody all in as much as they are, and I'm so excited to be all in with them.
Drake has not been to the NCAA basketball tournament since 2008, and DeVries referenced that season in talking about what he hopes to accomplish for the Bulldogs.
I've seen in those flashes what this place is capable of, and we can get it to that level again, not just on a flash, not just on a single night, but on an every night basis. And it will take some time. It will take some time. At Creighton, I've been there 20 years. We're up to 17,000 fans a night now. It wasn't always like that.
DeVries has been in the running for the Drake job before and was passed over. He was asked why he stayed at Creighton instead of going somewhere else.
When other opportunities came around, that wasn't where I wanted to be. When this one came around, several times. This is what I wanted, and I didn't give up on that because I see something here. I know what this job is. I know what this is about. I think I know what can work here, and that is why I wanted to be here.
DeVries will replace Nico Medved, who left Drake for Colorado State after one season. In other college basketball news, Temple's Fran Dunphy is set to coach one more college basketball season and then step aside for assistant and former Philadelphia 76ers star Aaron McKee to succeed him in 2019. That's according to a person familiar with that succession plan. Dunphy took over for retired Hall of Fame coach John Chaney in 2006 and has led the Owls to seven NCAA tournaments. The American Athletic Conference member missed the postseason last year and was bounced in the first round of the NIT this year. Last night in the CIT final, Northern Colorado beat Illinois-Chicago 76-71 for that tournament championship. And in the CBI final, North Texas won the last two games of the best-of-three series to take that championship as they beat San Francisco last night 88-77 in that deciding Game 3. The Final Four picks back up here tonight, and a couple of games, of course, on the slate. The first one will be Loyola Chicago against Michigan. That's set for a 5:09 tip tonight at the Alamo Dome there in San Antonio. That'll be followed up by the Kansas and Villanova contest that's set for a 7:49 start time here this evening. Also in the women's basketball Final Four, a couple of upsets last night. The top-ranked Connecticut Huskies have fallen one win short of advancing to the women's basketball championship game. Notre Dame ended the Huskies' unbeaten run as Arike Agumbwale's jumper from the corner with 1 second left lifted the Irish past UConn 91-89. Agumbwale finished with 27 points, and Jackie Young had a career-high 32 to send Notre Dame to the title game for the first time since 2015. It's the second consecutive year an undefeated UConn team lost in the Final Four on a last-second shot in overtime. Mississippi State did it to the Huskies last season, and the Bulldogs are going back to the title game after surprising Louisville. Victoria Vivians led Mississippi State with 25 points in a 63-53 overtime victory against the Cardinals. Louisville was about to celebrate a berth in the title game until Roshunda Johnson drained a three-pointer with 5.7 seconds left, extending that game. Also, yesterday in Major League Baseball, on the second day of the regular season, David Price was terrific in his first start of the year. Price blanked his former team on four singles over seven innings as the Boston Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 in Tampa. The five-time All-Star struck out five and walked none in his first start for the defending AL East champion since last July, when he went on the DL with left elbow inflammation. Also, Masahiro Tanaka pitched six sharp innings, and Tyler Wade laced a two-run double as the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-2 to improve to 2-0 for the first time in 7 years. Joe Panik homered for the second straight game off closer Kenley Jansen to give the Giants their second straight 1-0 win over the Dodgers. Miguel Rojas singled home Brian Anderson in the bottom of the 17th to end the Marlins 2-1 marathon win over the Cubs. Chris Bryan homered and had three hits for the Cubs. Max Scherzer combined with three relievers on a seven-hitter as the Nationals blanked the Reds 2-0 in Cincinnati. Scherzer struck out 10 while holding the Reds to four singles and a double. Doug Fister carried out a shutout into the fifth inning before the Rangers' bullpen recorded the last 12 outs in a 5-1 win over the Astros. Nick Ahmed crushed a three-run homer and had a career-best five RBIs as the Diamondbacks pulled out a 9-8 win over the Rockies. Ryan Braun launched a go-ahead three-run homer with two out in the ninth off All-Star closer Brad Hand to lead the Brewers over the Padres 8-6. The Pirates earned a 13-10 win at Detroit on Gregory Polanco's three-run homer in the 13th inning. Mike Trout homered and scored twice to highlight the Angels' 2-1 win over the A's. And Rice Hoskins homered and Carlos Santana drove in a J.P. Crawford with a sack fly in the 11th to give the Phillies a 5-4 victory in Atlanta. Also in college baseball news, a game we had for you last night here on the radio, Iowa scored five runs in the third on their way to an 8-5 win over Illinois on Friday. Robert Neustrom homered, drove in three runs, and scored four times to lead a 10-hit offensive attack there for the Hawkeyes. And that's their second win over a top 25 team this season. Nebraska was a 7-3 winner over Ohio State yesterday, and Creighton was a 2-1 winner over Evansville, also in college baseball. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns continue their quarterback makeover, signing free agent Drew Stanton to a two-year contract. The veteran's expected to back up Tyrod Taylor, recently acquired in a trade with Buffalo. Also, the Jets have signed running back Thomas Rawls and linebacker Neville Hewitt. The Bears have re-signed cornerback Marcus Cooper to a one-year contract after releasing him this month. And the Vikings have signed wide receiver Kendall Wright, who led the Bears with 59 catches and 614 receiving yards last year. In golf, Bo Hostler had a one-stroke lead over four others at the midway point of the PGA's Houston Open. He followed his opening round 65 with a 4-under-68 that leaves him at minus 11. Ricky Fowler is in a second-place tie with Sam Ryder, Abraham Anser, and Nicholas Lindheim. Jordan Spieth is two shots back. And also in other scores in the NBA, it was Chicago beating Orlando 90-82, Philadelphia 101-91 over Atlanta. Denver went to overtime to beat Oklahoma City 126-125. Houston in a 104-103 winner over Phoenix. Cleveland beat New Orleans 107-102. Minnesota 93-92 over Dallas. Utah beat Memphis 107-97. Portland a 105-96 winner over the Clippers. And Milwaukee 124-122 over the Lakers. In the National Hockey League, it was Carolina 4-1 over Washington. Toronto beat the Islanders 5-4. Tampa Bay, a 7-3 win over the Rangers. Colorado beat Chicago 5-0. Anaheim was an overtime winner over the Kings 2-1. And Vegas went to overtime to beat St. Louis 4-3. We'll have Cardinals baseball today as they're on the road at the Mets. Continue their opening series, 11:15 pregame, 12:10 is first pitch. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.